Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Beis Omer Aleph. In the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, we begin a brand new siman today, siman Shin Chaf Beis, which deals with Din Nolad B'Shabbos, which deals with halachos of things that are created, made on Shabbos, as we'll see in a moment as we start with Sif Aleph. The Mechaber tells us, the famous Gemara in Beitza Shenoldo B'Shabbos, an egg that is laid on Shabbos. Asura, it is forbidden to use that egg on Shabbos, even to eat it raw, and afilu l'taltula, and even to go and move that egg. Va'afilu nisarvo bi'elef, and even if that egg then got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs, kulon asuros, all of these eggs are forbidden to be moved on Shabbos. One is allowed to put a utensil over it so that the egg doesn't break. By accident, it's left there on the floor. You can't move it. The egg could break, so you can put a utensil over it to cover it up. However, ubovad, one has to be careful that even with the utensil, he doesn't touch the egg because the egg will roll, and therefore that would be considered moving it. Now, this is a famous Gemara in Beitza, in the very, very beginning of Beitza. Beitza shenolda b'Shabbos. And the Mechaber tells us over here that this egg is not able to be eaten on Shabbos, and it's not able to be even moved on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah explains, since you're not allowed to eat it, we turn it into a complete aspect of muktzah, so much so that in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Beis, the Chofetz Chaim says, it's not allowed to be moved, even when you need it for itself. Let's say you want to use this egg as a bottle cap of some sort. So you can't use it, and certainly even if you need its place, you can't move it to get that place. It's considered like a full, complete muktzah. Why is it not allowed to be eaten? You can't cook it, obviously. Why can't you eat this egg raw? This is the Gemara explains in Beitza, is an isser of maybe the egg was actually born on Shabbos, it was laid on Shabbos, that when Friday was a yontif. And then, in that situation, there was preparation on Friday, yontif, for this egg that was laid on Shabbos. And therefore, that's an issa daraisa. The whole beitza, the misyal, the hoidna, meyesmo, garmalo. Any egg that is laid today was obviously finished yesterday. And therefore, if you're eating it on this Shabbos, when Friday was Yontif, the Yom Tov Echinu L'Shabbos. In this way, Friday Yontif prepared for Shabbos. And that is an Issur D'Oraisa. It's based upon the Pasuk that says, V'asur Midirsiv, V'hoyo B'yom HaShishay, V'chinu Issa Sheyaviu. On normal Friday, which is Chol, you have to prepare for Shabbos. Ustam Shishi Cholu, the average Friday is, of course, a regular weekday. And that teaches us, L'horis Lanu Dafka B'chol, Tzorich L'hochin L'suda Shabbos. Only on a Friday that's a weekday are you allowed to go prepare for Shabbos. And likewise, the same halach applies, Zechin L'yom Tov, the Gamhu Ikre Shabbos, Yontif, which is also called Shabbos. Therefore, a egg that's laid on Sunday Yontif was prepared on Shabbos, Abo B'yontif, also L'hochin L'suda Shabbos. Just like on Yontif, you can't prepare for Shabbos, Friday Yontif, you can't prepare for Shabbos, so to Shabbos, you can't prepare for Sunday Yontif. The kosher came to be Shabbos, also Lachin Lusudas Yontif. And therefore, the halach is, Valkain, Kishinolda Beitza be Yontif Shechol Yom Rishon. If an egg is laid on Sunday, that's Yontif. Gamkin also min haTorah liochlo. It's also an Issa Daraisa to eat that egg on Sunday. The Bevadei Nigbaro B'nei HaTarnagolus B'yasmo, because as we pointed out, the eggs are formulated and finished on the day before they're laid. So if Sunday is Yontif, so then the egg was finished on Shabbos, and Nimtza the Shabbos Echina L'Yontif Kishenoch Lema, and therefore Shabbos would be preparing for Yontif if you were to eat it. And therefore, you can't eat these eggs that are laid on Shabbos or that are laid on Sunday Yontif. Even though one could argue, you did nothing. Hashem made this all happen. Nevertheless, this is also considered a prohibition of Vehichinu Etzah Sheyaviu, which you're not allowed to do on Yontif for Shabbos or on Shabbos for Yontif. And therefore the rabbis made a gzeir over here that even if there is no yontif connected to Shabbos, so then on a regular Shabbos the egg was prepared on a regular Friday, and therefore it's not a problem of yontif preparing for Shabbos, but the rabbis made a gzeir. And likewise, an egg that's laid on yontif is usur for the concern that maybe the day before it would be Shabbos and it would be a real problem, so even if the day before it is not Shabbos, we still say that it is usur. Dirshu footnote number 1 explains from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Shedover Shlohuchan Miyom Chol, something that it was not prepared on a weekday for Shabbos, it's therefore considered that the actual Melacha was done on Shabbos or Yontif. and it's considered as if it was a real melacha. And he adds further, Yesh lavar madua nechsheves beitzah shenol debiyontif muktzo gam ligabi noshim. There is a shita that says that women are not obligated in this concept of preparing for yontif suda. But if we view this as a melacha and not a concept of just tachana, we can understand why it's also for women as well. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis continues and explains why all of the eggs are also if even one such egg got mixed up with 1,000 other eggs. Because there's a principle that's called the heavy dover sheyesh lo matirim. This is something that will be permissible the minute Shabbos or Yontif is over. And therefore, v'kaim alon, and we have a rule, the dover sheyesh lo matirim, something that will become permissible, afilu bi'elef lo batil, doesn't get permitted, even if it's mixed up with 1,000, of course, that would be more than rov against it, and mid-daraisa would be mutter, but the rabbi said that you shouldn't eat such an egg, even if it is technically mutter midaraisa, you shouldn't eat it because of a davar sheyesh lo matirim. What is that? Batam, the reasoning is, da'ad she'ato yochlena v'yitaltalena b'chashash yisur. Instead of eating it right now on Shabbos or Yom Tov, maybe this is the egg, maybe it's not the egg. Aye, it's batel b'rov, but still maybe you're eating the egg that's actually osur yosur tov. It's much better. Shiyamtin ashetelshach. Wait till nightfall. V'yekulam b'heta. Then all 1,001 eggs are now permissible, and you don't have to rely upon this rov. The issue footnote number 2 explains over here, Sha'af iser tiltala beitza humishum sheyesh lo matirin. This is true even for the egg itself, which you can't now move because you'll be able to move it after Shabbos. The Tzlach questions this, however, and Tzlach says, but moving it after Shabbos is not the same thing as moving it now. This is not comparable to eating it. You can only eat it once. But here, if you metaltal it on Saturday night, well, that didn't allow you to be metaltal it on Shabbos morning. So therefore, it isn't the dover sheyesh lo matirin. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal explains, he says, no, that's the wrong understanding. The tiltul part over here is not because of the davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's the achila part that's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And since the tiltul is based upon the food being aser, is muktza, so therefore the tiltul is also aser here as well. Even though technically that's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein himu sofek im nolda b'Shabbos o mikodim. Likewise, if there's a doubt, was the egg laid on Shabbos or was the egg laid actually on Friday? Gamkin osu mitam zeh. Then we also apply the same rule, Dover sheyesh lo matirin over here. Af de b'chol duchto kaim alon de sveiko de rabbanon lahokel. Normally we say that a sofek de rabbanon would be mutter over here. And we'll learn this in Simon Tuf Kuf Yud Gimel. Ayin shom ob morgen avro Mishnah Berurah linyan nesari v'sofik be'acheros. This whole question, then, what happens if that sofik gets mixed up with others? And Dirshu footnote number 3 tells us what the halacha is over there. Ayin shom. Nevertheless, this is the halacha because it's a dover sheyesh lo matirin over here, so might as well wait till after Shabbos is over. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out, ach im hishkim kodem amun hashach, if you woke up early before dawn, and you saw the egg there is in the chicken's coop, then you would be allowed to go and move that egg and eat it raw on that Shabbos. Why? Because here we have a rov. The Ruban Eino Yoledes B'Laila, most chickens do not lay eggs at night. They lay them during the daytime. And must have laid the egg on Friday afternoon, late, right before Shabbos, and not on early Shabbos morning before dawn. And therefore, one can rely upon this rov to allow you to move this egg and eat this egg. Even on Shabbos, obviously, you'll have to eat it raw. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel says you're not allowed to even touch the egg. If you put a kli on top of it, utensil over it, you're not allowed to even touch the egg with the utensil. Hainu ba kli, even with the kli, a koshkein b'niyah b'yodav, and certainly not with your hand. Why not? Vatam. Da'ideshi agula, since the egg is round, it's oval, he misnanas mimkome. It will easily be moved if you touch it with the utensil. Ayin le'el b'simin shinches, sif which Dirshu footnote number 6 tells us, there's a big machlokas over there if you're allowed to go and touch a muktza item for the sake of the muktza item. The Mogen of Rome says no, but the Vilna Gaon and the Derech HaChaim say it is permissible as long as you don't move it, you're allowed to touch it. And Lamaisa, we brought down in Sin Yud, Sheish Lahoku Kedasa Gro. We paskin like the lenient opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The issue footnote number 5 questions, why is it a problem to touch it with a kli? It should be, touching it with a kli is a psik resha, an anitza d'rabbanan, ayide tiltum in atzad. So why is it no good? That should be allowed. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains, she'ein ha'dover osur machmas tiltul beitza. The actual isra over here is not because you're moving the beitza. Ela machmas ha'negiyah ba. It's the touching it over here. Shnegia hagoremis letiltu muktzu asur mifnei atzma, that even the touching it over here that's going to cause the thing to be moved, that is the iser that we're talking about. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Shabbos shaliachar yontif olufonav, if Shabbos is after a Friday yontif, or yontif is after Shabbos on a Sunday, so then, noldo bazeh, asur bazeh. So the egg that was laid on Friday is usur on Shabbos, when Friday was yontif, and the egg that's laid on Sunday, when it's yontif, is usur as well. In both of these situations, we have yontif or Shabbos preparing for yontif or Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains this of Katan Dalet. Hatam, the reasoning is, dim nochlena, if you were to eat this egg, havi kimechem yom echad l'chavero, v'usur, as we explained already in Sif Katan Aleph. Umimela, kiven the lochazi leachila, since it's not eligible to be eaten, also gam kem betilto, therefore it's not allowed to be moved, as we've also already explained. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maslo Noldo Bezeh Asur Bezeh explains that we're talking here about that Yontif is Sunday, but if Yontif were to be Monday, then it would be permissible. And likewise, if Yontif was on Thursday, Friday in Chutz Loritz, the Noldo B'Yom Hei, the egg was laid on Thursday, Mutar B'Shabbos, it would as well be allowed to be eaten on Shabbos. Then Aser Kim Shenoldo B'Yom HaSomach L'Shabbos, it's only Aser if the two are directly attached to each other, such as Friday or Sunday. The one exception, of course, he says, is Rosh Hashanah, because that's considered like Yom HaRichta. Rosh Hashanah, it's a two-day Yontif, and it's considered like a one long day. So if Rosh Hashanah was Thursday, Friday, then you still wouldn't be allowed to eat the egg even on Shabbos. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Peiros Shenashru Mino Ilam B'Shabbos. If you have fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos, you didn't pick it off, it fell off on its own. Nevertheless, Asurim Bo Bayom. You're not allowed to eat those fruits on Shabbos. However, Ula Erev, right after Shabbos, Mutar Miyad, you don't have to wait Kadesh Yase, you're allowed to eat it right away. Those fruits that came off, you don't have to wait how long it would take you to have gotten a ladder and picked those fruits off the tree. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Hey, that these perish in Noshu, Afilu im Sofek, Shema Noshu B'Shabbos, even if we're not sure that they came off on Shabbos. Maybe they came off Friday afternoon, we weren't out in the fields, maybe they came off on Shabbos. Gamkin Oser. Nevertheless, we say that it's Oser. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, looking more in Psachim Daf Nun Vav, Dafilu im Kavanaso L'Mitzvah, even if you want to use this for mitzvah, such as Lahafkir Oson Le'aniim, you want to make these fruits hefker, so when Ani can go and eat them, Shiochlo Oson Bishnas Botzares, in the year of a famine. So it's a big mitzvah you're doing. Nevertheless, Gam Kinosi, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. The Af Shehuto Lohen Lahachle Sanim Demai, even though you're allowed to do other Yisurim Derabbanan, such as Demai, you're not sure if Maisus and Trumas have been taken from something, you're allowed to give that to an Ani, and Ani is allowed to eat Demai, so you can do that. Nevertheless, Mikomokum Lohuto Lohen Lavor Al Shvus to Shabbos Yontif. That's a separate Shvus of taking off Maisus that the rabbis were lenient on. But here, in regards to leniencies for Shabbos and Yontif, the rabbis said no. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Vav tells us the din that if it fell from the tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. V'uadin zroyim v'irakos. It's not only fruits from a tree. He says the same thing would be true would be vegetables, hanim tsoyim beginos, that you find in the field, also liochlin. And va'af l'taltalon. You can't eat them, and you're not even allowed to move them. Why? Shemanoshum hayom. Because maybe they became detached that day on Shabbos, and therefore it's the same din as perush shenoshu. V'da, Mishnah Berurah says, you should know. Even when you know that they definitely came off on Erev Shabbos, so therefore there's absolutely no Isser on them. You're only allowed to pick one and eat it, and take another one and eat it. But to collect a whole bunch of those fruits, that is an Isser Gomer, which Dirshu footnote number 9 says, even to take two fruits over here, the egg letal brings down that would be an Isser of Maimer, and it would be Osir. And this is also the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. And therefore, if you're taking even more than one, that would be an Isser. Where we will learn the halachos of Maimer. The chol davar hamakabetz mimkomo, anything that you collect in its place, mimkom kidulo, in the place where it grew, doma l'ma'amer, that's an iser of ma'amer. And he says, looking over there in the Mishnah Berurah, the kor of the yesh was el chiv chatas, that this is close to el chiv chatas. And Dirshu footnote number 10 points out that in Siv Katan Lamed Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah actually says, it is an iser chatas, it is an iser ma'amer mamish. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Zayin says that it's also to have these pairs shenoshru b'Shabbos mishum shema yalav yidlush. The rabbis made a gzeir over here. Technically, there's nothing wrong with the fruit. The rabbi said, if we allow you to eat this, you may want more, and you come and go and detach some from the tree. V'gam mishum muktzah, and likewise, there's an issur of muktzah over here. The kiva this katzoy midah to mibein hashmashu, since during the Bein HaShemashes was on the tree, and you had no intention of using it, so it's Muktzah, Dohoya Oz Mechuber, it was attached then, so it's Chatzoy L'Kula Yoma. As we've learned many times, something that's Muktzah during Bein HaShemashes is Muktzah all Shabbos long. The issue footnote number 11 brings down a number of important dinim. He says, B'tam Adovash Choshishu Chazal Azel. Why would a rabbi's concerned that you may come to pick it off a tree? So in Simin Shin Chafei, we're going to learn, She'odom Lohot Achre Peres, person likes his own fruits, V'gam Kal L'Tolshim, it's so easy to take them off, you may come and forget and take them off. This Dishu footnote then brings down a couple of interesting dinim. What happens if you use one of these peroshin itlishu b'shabas l'torah chola? So there we say that it's not muktzah for the chola, therefore it's not muktzah for you as well. Here the rabbis did not institute such a gzera because kimish mutul chatchila litlosh l'torah chola. Since you technically could go for a chola sheyesh bo sakana to go and even pluck it from the tree, the rabbis didn't make an isser here once the fruit has fallen off on the tree itself. A similar din would be for our ravos, for an Israeli person. On the second day of Yontif, for him it's Chol HaMoed, so he's allowed to go and pluck Arabos. What happens if there's a Ben Chutz Laretz over there? So can you go and pluck it for that person? So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, as long as you haven't gone and taken it specifically for that person and uprooted from the ground specifically for the person, it is mutter. And we don't make a gzera of Peros HaNoshrim, again, for the same reason, Shekiv and Shinit, L'shu Aydei Yisrael Behetter, since it was removed Behetter, so therefore we don't make such a gzera over here as well, just like with the Chola. And the reason he says as well that it's mutter is because you can also combine it to be mitzarev with a din, that some say that the din of Peres HaNoshrim is only for fruit and it's not ilan srak for things like an arava that are in fruit, and therefore it's also permissible for this reason. This is the opinion of Rav Yashiv as well. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's so permissible over here that even if you have an arava, but this one is a better arava to perform the mitzvah more perfectly, it's still allowed to be taken for the chutz la'aretz. However, Dayan Weiss, that sound, the Minchas Yitzchok disagrees. He considers it's muktzah for the ben chutz la'aretz, and therefore it shouldn't be used. However, he says, since the Chacham Tzvi says that a ben chutz la'aretz who's an Eretz Yisrael is considered like a ben Eretz Yisrael, even though that's not the majority opinion, most disagree with that, yesh lahatir be'ofen she'ben Eretz Yisrael yegodes ha'arava im shar ha'minim. This would be permissible if the ben Eretz Yisrael made this bundle for the arba minim for the person from chutz la'aretz, and he took the whole bundle together. Therefore, it was not be metalto the arava itself, and therefore in that situation it would be permissible. Mr. Bursiv Kotenches says you don't have to wait Motzei Shabbos to the amount of time taking a letter and get the fruit from the tree. You're allowed to eat it right away. The Ein Tzarech L'Hamtim B'Chdei Shi'ah says, I just pointed out, you don't have to wait that period of time that it would take you to have gotten it. The rabbis never instituted such a gezeir over here because no work was really done to the fruit. It fell off on the tree on its own. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Ochle Behema, Ein Bohem Mishum Tikkun Kli. Animal fodder doesn't have any concern with it that you're, quote, making a kli if you're misaking it in some way, and you're allowed to do so. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Tess, wrote Solomar, Dover Shir Royal Yachil Behem, we're talking about something that is able to be eaten by an animal. Even if it's not really made for them, it's really going to be used for some other consumption. You can go and eat some rakim, for example, soft trees, shiroi lehem achila, that are able to be eaten by an animal, but let's say they're being used for besamim or something else, gam kilo miskaria aleim shem kli. Nevertheless, they still don't have the name on this animal food of being a kli, and it's allowed to be used and be metaltelt over here without a problem. Mishabur explains in Sifkot and Yud, umutraf betilton, therefore you're allowed to move it. The dava aroi leachila, anything that is able to be eaten by an animal, buchanu l'chol atzorach, it's permissible for any usage. And certainly, as brought down in Dishu foot number 12, if it's edible for a human being, it certainly also has the same din. The Mechaber continues and he says, Lefikoch, therefore, mutu liktom, you'd be allowed to go and cut this over here, this animal fodder that's already been cut before Shabbos. Afil besakin, you'd be allowed to even use a knife over here to cut the kash or the tevin, the straw, the chaff over here, the lachzos boshinov, and use it as a toothpick for yourself. Mishnah Berurah explains as if kon yud aleph, the yeshah sovrim, the davka kagon zeh, sha'osem imenu kli betchila. Lo shayach tikkun kli. Only if you're using it for yourself over here as a kli, is it not considered tikkun kli. This was animal fodder, it's edible for the animal, and therefore you can use it now to make it into a toothpick. However, avol nesakin kli, ha'osui kvar bidvar ochel, but to go and fix an already existing kli, and take food to fix it, for example, kagon, sheish nekibu kli, you have a hole in a pot, benotel chaticha slefet, you take a piece of a turnip, the chotcho, and you cut the turnip, lefi midas hanekiv, exactly to fit the size of the hole, shayach bazet tikkun kli, that would be a problem. Mishabur says this is the name of the Ran, and it's brought down, v'atiko b'chayi odam, v'ayin v'nishmas odam, delete the day, yesh bazet chiv chatos, this would even be an isser of chatos, an isser daraisa. You can cut this even with a sakin, with a knife. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Beis, "Va'afilu makbit alamida." Even if you wanted to cut to the exact size, it's not a problem. Ein bazeh shum chashash iser machmas mechatech. There's no problem over here of cutting. Why? Given the dvar ochelu, since this is a food item, there is no concern over here of mechatech. The issue footnote number 15 brings down from Nissan Karl the Shlita, the reason is, shahol vein achituch mevatel mea ochel toras ochel. It doesn't remove it by cutting it from being a food. Therefore, einu nechshav elokishimush meichel. It's only considered using a food, and that is permissible. With that, we conclude today's shir.